At the Bayer Crop Science Greenhouse 5 grand opening, I'm visiting with Gwen Riddick. And Gwen, I know you're with North Carolina Biotechnology Center. Let's just first tell me, what is the Biotechnology Center?
Well, you know, what we do is work to get more biotechnology into agriculture, because for the future, one of the big things for the world is to be able to feed the world and fuel the world and heal the world. And agriculture plays a big role in that. It's going to play a bigger role coming into the next 40 to 50 years, as it's predicted that we've got to produce twice as much food in the next 40 years to keep everybody alive. So at the Biotech Center, what we are is we're an economic development organization that brings together resources and people to solve solutions like that. And so one of my functions, we do it for all of the sectors. One of the big sectors, of course, is human health and medicine and pharmaceuticals and biologicals. And then the one that I'm assigned right now is working with the agricultural biotechnology community. Agriculture, being in North Carolina, is a $74 billion industry. And so it's our largest, oldest industry.
Well, what do you think about what Bayer Crop Science is doing here with opening up this large, state-of-the-art greenhouse facility?
You know, technologies that are being developed right here in North Carolina with companies like Bayer are just outstanding technologies for the future that are going to help with that mission I just mentioned. And it's critical that we continue to get these biotechnology techniques into plants and learn how to produce food more efficiently, productively, and so that it will be able to feed the world.
And, you know, we had quite a mix of folks come out today to celebrate the ribbon cutting here. What is this going to mean to not North Carolina and to the ag community, do you think?
Well, you know, Bayer is a worldwide multinational company, and so their impact reaches around the world with the technology that they develop. And we're just really happy that we can be a part of it here in North Carolina to help them do that. One of the things that I always say is that as you develop technology in plants and agriculture, plants can literally produce for the world and have produced and will produce anything that you see around you, except things made out of silicon, you know, you might say glass or concrete or metal. Otherwise, they can produce medicines, foods, fuel, etc. So a great platform that we need to really develop for the future.
Thank you very much, Gwen Riddick with North Carolina Biotechnology Center, one of the folks attending here today at Bayer Crop Science's Greenhouse 5 grand opening. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.